Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm, Creamer Law Business Law, CreamerLaw.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. Des Moines Computer Repair.com.
52 degrees in the capital city right now, looking for a low tonight, somewhere near about 46 or so. With us in studio, we're going to demystify the SBA, the Small Business Administration, because, you know, so many times I think people look at SBA or any one of these governmental agencies and think, oh, for crying out loud, they're just a bunch of bureaucrats, and how are they going to ever help me? I'm here from the government. I'm here to help you. But that we are going to demystify and take away right now, because with us in studio is Jane Armstrong. She is the director for the state of Iowa for the Small Business Administration. Welcome to the NewsHour. Good
to
have you here.
Thank you for having me.
And the cool thing about you is that you're originally from Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Diehard Steelers fan.
There you go. And you had a great story. We were talking about this.
Yes.
Off of mic, but the Steelers uniforms, and of course, and what Hayden Fry did in Iowa City.
Yes, growing up in Pittsburgh, we would get confused on Saturdays because we thought the Steelers were playing, and it was actually the Hawkeyes.
Sure.
So there are naturally a lot of Steeler fans in the Pittsburgh area, and of course down in Morgantown, because our coach was good friends with Hayden Fry too. Yeah. Down in Morgantown. So sorry, Iowa State fans.
But hey, you know, it's black and
so
gold.
I got the black and gold, so I'm a natural Hawkeyes fan.
How's the team doing this year? I don't
Mountaineers?
No, the Steelers.
Oh, Steelers. Oh,
yeah,
we're doing okay.
Let's
not talk about it.
Thanksgiving, you know, my home team, Detroit.
Okay.
The annual Beat Up Detroit Day.
Yeah, there you go, on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so
the Turkey Bowl.
Yeah, we'll see how that thing works out. We'll see. And although they've been pretty hot, Matthew Stafford has really picked up the ball.
Yeah.
Been doing all right. Enough of that talk. See, I told you we were going to demystify and humanize SBA, and that's what this is all about. When people want to know, what is the Small Business Administration do for me?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, we help small business owners get really to help start building, grow their businesses. And a lot of times people just don't realize that what we do at the SBA and what we have to offer them. And, you know, when you think about the SBA, we're a different kind of federal agency because we really give the taxpayers a strong return on the investment of the tax dollar. You know, when you think of companies that got their start with SBA, Apple, Intel, Federal Express, Nike, Ben & Jerry's, Under Armour, Columbia Sportswear, you name it. There are a host of companies. Now, those are the gazelle companies.
Sure.
Those are the companies. Not every company we're going to work with is going to grow to that extent, but they're great stories. Most of the businesses we work with are your typical small business, less than five employees or self-employed, home-based business. The mom-and-pop businesses that probably aren't going to grow beyond that.
Yeah,
that is the heartbeat of America.
Exactly.
I mean, that is the heart of the it's really the American economy today.
And when we talk about that, and one of the frustrating things, and, you know, I understand economic development.
Sure.
I really get it. That's fine. But I know that many small businesses look with some bit of a jaundiced eye as tax dollars go to already very successful, wealthy companies from the state.
Right.
And they're sitting there going, oh, wait a minute, I'm trying to get a loan for my small business, and it's like pulling teeth. You know,
right.
that can be frustrating.
Right. And one of the main things that we provide is the access to capital for small businesses. So we work with the banks and the credit unions to do government guaranteed loans. If a business can get conventional financing and can qualify, great. They're always going to get better rates. That's the honest truth about that. The reality is most small businesses cannot qualify for bank financing, especially in the first few years. So that's the role that SBA plays. We reduce the bank's credit exposure by sharing that risk with the bank. And we turn that no into a yes. And we make it possible for that business to get the financing they need in the early stages that is so critical. When you think about this, you think of Phil Knight with Nike. I think is probably the story that really explains what the SBA is all about. Because Phil Knight was selling tennis shoes out of the trunk of his car at University of Oregon track meets. His very first inventory was financed with an SBA guaranteed loan. the very first inventory. Now, if he did not have access to that, obviously, tremendous entrepreneur. Sure. I mean, great visionary. You know, but if he did not have access to capital at that critical point, Nike may not have gotten off the ground. That's
isn't that
really what SBA's role is to help those businesses. And then during the recession, too, a lot of businesses, you know, when you look at what SBA offers, especially our capital counseling and contracting and our counseling piece, we fund the small business development centers, the SCORE chapters, and we have women's business centers. And the counseling and training arm of the SBA played a critical role with the financing to for us to help businesses get back on track and to stay alive during the recession. So the businesses that may have already had help from our resource network over the years, and maybe they were more established, but they hit a rough spot during the recession, they came back and accessed those resources. Maybe they identified an additional revenue stream, or maybe we helped them, you know, with their cash flow analysis, getting their business back on track. A lot of businesses were saved by these resources.
Jane Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen, she is the state director for the Small Business Administration. We're talking about SBA and obviously small businesses. You know, one of the knocks about, I think, SBA is that that people say is laborious, laborious opportunity to try to get.
In the 70s or 80s?
Yeah.
Or not 2015?
Right. So the story is it just took so long and they wanted everything. And it just takes me longer to fill out all this stuff than what it does for me to just go it alone. Has that been streamlined somewhat over the years?
Our paperwork, first of all, let's debunk the myth that there's more paperwork for SBA. That's not true. The paperwork is almost identical to what the banks are going to be looking for conventional small business loan. There's things that people have to fill out when you're getting a loan.
Absolutely.
You have to expect that. As far as the processing time, there's a lot of misinformation on how that works. We have a lot of what we call preferred lenders who have delegated authority, which means they make their own loan decisions without SBA's involvement, that we delegate the authority to them. And these preferred lenders, they submit it in through our processing center electronically, and they get an answer within a couple minutes. Okay? And so if somebody is being told, hey, we're waiting on SBA, or, you know, oh, you know, it's there's a lot of misinformation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been streamlined a lot compared to 15, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago. We're constantly changing. We are now launching, right now, we're doing a slow rollout of it, or a soft rollout, is our SBA One product. And it's really designed more for the smaller community banks that don't do a large volume. But it's a lending platform very similar to when you do your taxes, TurboTax.
Mm-hmm.
And it will answer questions for them and walk them through some different things, and they decide which loan program. It's one application for all of our programs, and they submit it electronically. There's no excuse today, you know, that I'm not saying we're perfect. There's times when, you know, we hit a bump because we have some staffing shortfalls in our processing centers or whatever. But I think that the customer service, a lot of things have been streamlined, and we're much more efficient than we were even 15, 20 years ago.
Got it. Jane Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen, from SBA. What types of business, all businesses, I'm sure, but are there some niches that seem to be hot right now that people are saying, hey, I've got this idea, or I've got this entrepreneurial opportunity? Are there specific niches out there that tend to trend higher than others?
I haven't seen anything specific that stands out since I moved to Iowa this year. But a couple things that we did see, it was interesting in the last few years with the recession. You know, it was always, you could always look at daycare as being the gold, for any SBA loans. And then during the recession, a lot of them really took a hard
– Sure they did.
You know, because one parent losing a job or whatever. And so they took the kids out of daycare and they were maybe they started up a home-based business. So a lot of the daycares really suffered. The doggy daycares – jumps through the roof.
Is that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, but you think about some of the services that we have for our pets and things like that.
The humanization of our pets.
I have seen a trend too, just personally. I have seen a lot of women-owned businesses come out of the mid-career, you know, changing, wanting to do something different and getting into something completely different, but something they always wanted to do. And a lot of people in the nursing backgrounds coming out and starting businesses. So I don't see them coming out from the business schools and from the business backgrounds as much as I see maybe, you know, doing other careers and then getting into small business.
We have lots of technology-based companies come through here. Individuals who have got a startup, you know, some kind of great idea, a self-weasel winding torque inducer that they've created online, and they want to talk about and perhaps get funding for it. Does SBA also help fund some of those
in some
companies?
Cases, especially, you know, with working capital loans and different things like that. But most of those businesses are really looking at the GoFundMes and the, you know, the peer funding type ways to get funding, or they think that they might have something that is you know, for angel or venture capital
VCs,
financing.
Yeah.
And so you don't see them as much in the bricks and mortar type small business financing with the lending.
One of the things that we saw as the recession drug on for a bit and as companies continued to downsize were a great number of individuals who were working in cubicles that were laid off or they were fired or, you know, the company downsized and they said, screw it. I'm not going to go back to the corporate world. I'm going to start my own gig. I would imagine that those types of folks really did infuse lots of business toward SBA.
It did and it didn't. And the difference was between the difference with the recession, with all the layoffs that we had in the 90s, when people walked away from businesses, they had nest eggs or their, you know, that they really had their
Severance
packages and everything. With this last recession, people walked away without any of that.
Sure.
And so they really didn't, they were really bootstrapping a lot of businesses. So we didn't see, you know, the lending and some of the lending really dried up with some of the banks.
Which is really odd, too.
Because, in particular industries.
Yeah, which
too.
Is really odd because, as we all know, the Fed was just spooning money into the economy left and right. I mean, you know, zero interest rates, which, by the way, look as though they're going to be going up in December at the Fed meeting. But there was lots of money in the pipeline, but not much coming back to small business.
Well, I think they were really tightening up some things and shoring up some losses and different things. And there were some industries. I know on the East Coast, I don't know here in the Midwest, but, you know, if you were a contractor, you had to be in business 7 to 9 years before any bank would touch you for financing right after the recession. So there were some industries that people don't realize that were really impacted by, you know, getting access to capital.
Now, you travel all over the state, right?
Yes, all 99 counties.
Wow, that's a huge
and I
job.
Have, and I've been everywhere.
I
know,
man.
Iowa better than a lot of native Iowans. I am an adopted Iowan, but I know the state very well already.
And when you go to these events and these places, what are you sharing with people? Just the SBA story?
Right now, I mean, I was really doing a lot of listening and learning, being new to Iowa and getting a sense. And I've been the SBA director in several different offices on different states. And so every market is completely different. And I really needed to get a sense of where we were here in Iowa, SBA. And it was very clear that we had been focusing so much on marketing to the banks and to the credit unions, but not as much to the small business community. And there was a void in the knowledge of what SBA did. And so we are out, we are really focusing on doing a lot of SBA 101. To
communicating
get out
with
there,
those small businesses.
Making sure small businesses know what's available to them. And so we're getting out, establishing a lot of relationships, rebuilding some relationships and establishing new ones.
Jane Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen, she is with SBA. We will have links on the podcast page for you. Thanks for coming in and doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you
so much.
All right.
We will do this again.
Absolutely.
Also, for Suzanne Hull, who was in earlier talking about her deal coming up on the 5th of December. For all the staff associated with Inside on Business, we're off for the next couple of days. We want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.